Being joined on Radio On The Go News by Bruce Tierney. He is the police chief here in the city of Parkersburg. Just took over that position here a couple months ago. Chief Tierney, thanks for taking some time here. I know you're not new to the city of Parkersburg. You've been in this department for a number of years prior, but if you could kind of just give us a little bit of a background. I know this is the first time we've had you on for something like this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I grew up in New Hampton, so not too far away. I worked here from 2010 to 2015, then I went to Butler County Sheriff's Office. After that, I spent a year and a half with Bremer County Sheriff's Office before this job opened back up.
So the reason we're talking today is because of an agreement between the city of Appleton and the city of Parkersburg, the police department specifically about police coverage and patrolling in each of the towns. Just took effect here as of May 1st, so about a week ago here. I guess my first question for you: can you give me a little bit of a background on this agreement? Maybe some of the biggest factors that led to this decision being made regarding the police coverage in each town.
Yeah, so we just want to provide better coverage for both communities. It's something we've tried to do in the past a few times. I think everything's just kind of coming together now where it makes perfect sense. We already share the school district. That way we can have better police coverage. Somebody out in a car more often to handle the calls. I just spoke with Sheriff Johnson yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he reiterated that he's not looking for more work, so he wants us to succeed in this venture and cover both towns.
And is it more of like a staffing thing? Is that kind of where most of this stems from, or is it a different reason, you think?
Some of it is staffing. Obviously, it's hard to get people to apply for any job, let alone this job. Some of it is to reduce the burnout on officers, so we reduce the on-call time. That way they can work a shift and go home rather than having to worry about getting woke up and taking care of every single call. We'll have more people to handle the calls between the two towns. Mm-hmm.
So in the past, I know both departments have kind of helped each other out as far as like assisting with emergencies and things like that, right? But how does this specific plan, how is that going to be different from some of those previous maybe handshake agreements that you guys had? Or was it a 28E agreement, right?
Yes, that's what it's referred to as. What'll be different about this is we're going to work one schedule together as both towns. Therefore, there may be times where there's only a Parkersburg officer out in a car, but they will be handling calls in both towns, patrolling both towns. And then also Chief Lind of Appleton and then myself will be available should we need additional help or for serious calls or just to answer phone calls on some of the officers that might not have as much experience. If they just have questions, they can give us a call and we can kind of help them through it.
And is this something that you foresee as like a longstanding agreement or is it more temporary in nature? What are your thoughts on that?
We're hoping to make this a permanent thing and at some point merge it into one department, the Appleton Parkersburg Police Department, and go from there and see how it works out.
I gotcha. So I'd imagine that's a little ways down the road, but what would be some of the, initial steps to get something like that rolling to have an official like merge police department?
Well, we've started May 1st. We started working that one schedule between the two departments. I guess that's the first step. Kind of start working out some of the kinks. They have one of their officers is still active in the military, so got some time to work through. They have some training at the end of this month, so we're going to help cover Appleton. Yeah, we'll just see how this first month goes and kind of work out the kinks from there.
All right. And then as far as what people are going to see, the main difference is just that sometimes you're going to see a Parkersburg police car in Appleton, right? And Appleton in Parkersburg. Is that kind of the main thing that residents probably will notice the most with this?
Yeah, I would say so.
I gotcha. I guess, is there anything else regarding this agreement that you'd like to share that I didn't think to ask as far as, you know, this new agreement that you guys have going on?
I don't think so. I think we just got a lot of the right people in place that want this to happen now. Both mayors are on board. Police Chief Matt Lind in Appleton's on board as well as me. So I think it's going to be a good thing for everybody involved. And yeah, we'll see how it works out.
You bet. And while I got you here, is there anything else that you'd like, residents in the city of Parkersburg to know? Not necessarily regarding this, but anything else going on, whether it be with the police department or stuff in town going on that you'd like to share?
Nothing I can think of. There's anything, concerns, comments, anything. We got a Facebook page now. There's probably a couple out there. We didn't have access to the old page, so we do have a new page. You'll be able to tell the cover photo is the new graphics on the squad car that used to be unmarked with the Parkersburg sign out there by Brass Ford.
All right, well, that's been Parkersburg Police Chief Bruce Tierney joining us here on Radio On The Go News. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you.